brought to you by Penguin.
Three Cheers for the Shipyard Girls by Nancy Revel. Read by Janine Burkett. Do not look back and grieve over the past, for it is gone. And do not be troubled about the future, for it has not yet come. Live in the present, and make it so beautiful that it will be worth remembering. Ida Scott Taylor, 1820-1915. Prologue. The Havelock Residence, Glenpath, Sunderland, Christmas Day, 1919. Mrs. Evans pulled the long brass rod by the side of the front door and heard the muffled ring of the bell from inside the house. She took a deep breath to quell the swell of anger and adrenaline. It was freezing cold, and a thick layer of snow had just settled on the town. A group of children were playing out on the street, building snowmen. Their joy and laughter sounded so innocent. Mrs. Evans felt the bile of deep-seated vitriol rise as her daughter's face flashed into her mind's eyes. Innocent. Like her daughter. She looked down at the stone step she was standing on. Before she stepped over this threshold. Now it was she, the mother, who was about to cross into this house of evil. The ever-present gnawing hunger for retribution felt all-consuming. How she wished with all her heart that she could act upon that deeply embedded craving for vengeance. If it was just herself left in this godforsaken world, she truly believed she could. But not with her husband, Gibson, waiting for her at home. He had already lost a daughter. He could not also lose a wife. She could only do what she had come to do. Pass on the burden of knowledge about the maleficence manifesting itself in this house. Mrs. Evans heard the turn of the handle and watched as the door was opened. The immediate rush of air that escaped was warm and infused with the smells of Yuletide, pine and cinnamon, and a touch of nutmeg. A pompous-looking man with scraped back hair, brilliantined firmly into place, stared down the length of his nose at her.
"Can I help you?"
His voice had only a hint of a northeast accent.
"Yes."
Mrs. Evans held his gaze as he appraised her.
"I'm here to see the mistress of the house, Mrs. Havelock. Mrs. Henrietta Havelock."
The man, who Mrs. Evans presumed was the butler, hesitated, as though unsure whether to shoo this woman away or show her in. She had a worn shawl wrapped around her shoulders and was dressed from head to toe in black. A widow, he guessed. And a poor one at that, but not destitute, not quite poor enough for him to shut the door on her. Mrs. Evans straightened her back and hardened her look.
"I'm presuming the mistress of the house is in, it being Christmas Day," Mrs. Evans said.
A statement, not a question.
"She is," the butler said. "But whether she is available is another matter."
A blast of icy air swept over Mrs. Evans and into the house. Over the butler's shoulder, she had a partial view of a huge, beautifully decorated Christmas tree that dominated the grand hallway of the Havelock residence. As in the previous 5 years, Mrs. Evans and her husband had not put up a tree this year. They would never celebrate another Christmas again.
"Well, I'll have to go and see the mistress and find out if she is available to see unexpected guests. I'm presuming you are not expected, otherwise you would have said, and I would have been told."
A statement, not a question. Mrs. Evans was wondering whether to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?